Today I just wanted to elaborate on what we began discussing in last Tuesday's Shir Klali. Tomorrow we'll have to start, right, the Sugya Daf Gimel, the Sugya of Shtaros. We pointed out that on the Beis and the Beis, the Gemara seems to assume a very, very great finish, and that is that Eidos regarding the status of the get itself is treated as a davar shebe'erva. We understand the havamin of a Gemara that maybe there should be erach ad neman bisurin, because we're not testifying regarding the status of the woman, whether she is or is not an eishes ish, but rather the chepze shel get. And even if you're going to argue, well, look, it's haba hatalia, it's impactful that if the get is a get kasher, she's considered to be a grusha, is that so obvious that indeed that's the case? If I go ahead and testify regarding the status of a mikveh, wouldn't we treat that as erech ad neman bisurin? Even though whether the mikveh is a mikveh kshera or not can be impactful when it comes to arayas. We discussed the Rambam Shita, that nida is considered to be in iser erva. If I go ahead and I attest to the fact that this sandal shel chalitza is kosher for that purpose, that's not called a dover sheba erva. Even if I testify that this is chelev, I would be neman because erachad neman bisurin. Even though if a person were to go ahead and eat this chelev in the presence of Eidim with Hasra, a person will be chayiv, kares, malkus, because the identity of the chefetz is not necessarily considered to be that which requires two Eidim. So why is it so obvious that in our Gemara that when it comes to the status of the get, that really is not true? So that's what we started to discuss, that what exactly is the status of the get, and what is the ksivas again. So we began with the sugya Gittin Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, where there the Gemara discusses the following. The case in the Gemara happens to be one which is al yedei shliach. A Baal goes ahead and decides he divorces his wife al yedei shliach. And all of a sudden, he has a change of mind, a change of heart, and he's mevatel the shlichus, mevatel the shlichus. So details. That's the beginning of Perak HaShaleach. How are you mevatel shlichus? Do you need Edom to appoint a shliach? Do you need him for bitul hashlichus? Imagine the calamitous result of being mevatel the shliach, and the shliach is not present. Imagine, I'll be mevatel the shliach, and the shliach will be unaware of that, and he'll go ahead and give the get, but the get is not a get whatsoever. And therefore, everyone's going to assume that this woman is a grusha, when indeed she's still considered to be an eishes ish. That can be absolutely calamitous, no? So, details, how to be mevatel shlichus, and how to see to it that it's not going to result in a woman thinking she's a grusha, when in fact she still remains an eishes ish. That's the sugya. Gittin daf, lamed beis, gittin daf, lamed gimel, okay? But a Baal goes ahead and he is mevatel the shlichus. The Gemara has a very unusual machlokas, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes. Okay, this guy not so stable, right? He decides he wants to go through with the gerushin. Now again, chozer megarishbo or eno chozer megarishbo? Can he use that get? Can he use that get? So Rav Nachman says, of course, then chozer megarishbo. Use that get, use that get. And Rav Sheshes says, no, that's not true, that's not true. Eino chozer megarishva. You want a divorce, a new get has to be drawn up. You cannot go ahead and use that particular get. Well, Rav Nachman Nachro, we understand that, you know, chozer u megarishva. That certainly can be done. Why should we say that somehow the fact that he was mevatel the shlichus is impactful when it comes to the get? And Rav Sheshes disagrees and says that's not true, that the get is considered to be that which is butter. Why is it that one should assume that chozer umagarishbo? Why should you assume chozer umagarishbo? When you look in Rashi, in that sugya, gittin daf amabez amabez, Rashi says the following, aval get shehu be'en eino nifsa. That's the language of Rashi. A get which is be'en eino nifsa. In other words, we know that we have a klal of asi dibor umavato dibor. When I establish something through Dibor, I can go ahead and rescind. I can go ahead and retract. Here you're talking about the status of a get. So how can I go ahead and just simply say, never mind? I can decide not to give the get. That's true. But a get which is be'en is eino nifso. Poshim Shat and Rashi is the following, that you don't have the ability to be mevatel the get. You're unable to mevatel the get. Even though asi dibur mevatel dibur, lo asi dibur mevatel maisa. And that's what Tosus writes explicitly. The Tosus, Lamed Beis, Ramas Chalasam, Tosus says that mitoch haloshon mashma, that even if bitlo beferush inu mevatel, even if the Baal says that the get should be batel, not that the shlichu should be batel, the get should be batel. What do you mean the get should be batel? That's lo asi dibur, umavato maisa, and in such a